One of the Bible verses that we heard today, and Pastor's going to talk about it, it says we should take off something and put on something. And that reminds me of a game that children like to play, and maybe you've played it too. Have you ever played dress-up? Lots of kids have. They like to sometimes take things that their mom or dad have and put them on. So this is something Pastor Sean had in the garage. He would put this on when he's working to protect his eyes. And then he also had a hat to protect his head if he's working with tools and could get hurt. You know, so he puts these on. And I could imagine that if you were playing dress-up, you might want to play with those things. And, okay, so then here's an apron. You might use this when you're cooking. Some people use it when they're working and they don't want to get dirty if they're doing painting or gardening or cooking. And it that might be fun to play with, to play dress-up. And here I have a pretty fancy sweater. Sometimes girls like to dress up fancy like their moms. They might put on the pretty clothes and shoes and play dress-up. So when we're doing that, playing dress-up, we're pretending like we're mom or dad or some other grown-up. We're using things that aren't really, they don't really fit us, but we're pretending. And the Bible says we should put on a new self that is like God. So we should imitate God and pretend to be like God, just like children imitate their parents. Now, how do children know how to imitate their parents? How do you know what to do and what to say when you're pretending to be your parents? Well, when you're putting on, for example, this, you've been watching mom or dad doing some work. And so you might pretend like you're sawing and you might go, because you've been watching and listening to what happens. Now, if we're going to pretend to be God or imitate God, to try to be like God, how would we know what to say or do? We need to watch and listen to God, right? How do we do that? From God's Word, the Bible, that tells us what God is like. So then we can imitate God. We can take off our old self, which is sinful and not like God, and we can put on, like we do with these dress-up clothes, our new self that God gives us. So, we should not forget the take-off part of the verses. What do we need to take off so we can be like God? Sin, because God is not sinful. He never does anything bad or hurtful or mean. If we want to be like God, we have to take off the old self. Well, that reminds me of taking off old clothes that are dirty and stinky, because sin is not good. It's like dirty and stinky. And when you take off dirty and stinky clothes, let's say I was wearing this out in the garden and I was using some stinky manure to fertilize the garden and it got all dirty and stinky. When I come inside, am I going to sit down and eat a snack? No way, because I'm all dirty and stinky. So I'm going to take this off. And I'm going to wash my hands, and I'm going to take a shower and take a bath, right? And all better then. Would we take this when it's still dirty and stinky and put it on after we took a bath? No, because then we get that dirt back on ourselves again, wouldn't we? So when we're taking off our old self, it's like getting rid of that. And see, Jesus has already taken our sins away. He's taken all the dirty and stinky away, right? But sometimes we want to take it back again. We want to put it back on again, just like if we were going to put this dirty apron back on again. But we shouldn't do that. That's why the Bible says, don't be friends with angry people, or you will learn to be like them. If you hang out with a person who's angry all the time, you're going to start copying him, imitating him or her. But if we hang out with Jesus and we get to know what Jesus says and does through our Bible, then we're going to learn to be like Jesus. And that's better. Yeah. So pray with me, please. Thank you, Jesus, that you take away all our sins, that you give us a new man inside of us that's renewed, as we grow in our faith, as we listen to you, as we learn from you, your Holy Spirit works in us and helps us to be more and more like you. Amen.